Thank you. I just want to tell you something that we forgot to tell you last night when we shared the testimony. Now, this is a very, very crucial part of the testimony. And this is not a formula for healing, but it is something that the Lord showed us. And like I shared with the ladies the other day, in the book of Samuel, it says that obedience is better than sacrifice. And what God showed us was, I questioned myself and I said, Lord, why did I get this brain tumor? Jesse's father died. Why didn't the brain tumor go to one of his blood family? Why it came to me? And then the Lord showed us that by marriage, I became part of that family. So I became one with him and I'm part of that family. But still, I questioned. I said, Lord, why me, Lord? And the scripture that came to me was, I'll just read it for you. In 1 John 5:18. Jesse would have read this for you all this morning. We know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not. But he that is begotten of God keepeth himself, and the wicked one toucheth him not. If you keep yourself from sin, then the wicked one, Satan himself, cannot touch you. But why did he touch me? That was a question I asked God. Why did he touch me? Then I got the answer from 1 Peter 5:8, where the Lord is telling us that we ought to be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, goes about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. He's not interested in the one in the world. He's got them already. They belong to him. He's seeking God's children. He's looking for you and I that give him a loophole. And the easiest and the quickest way that he can get this inroads into our lives is by unforgiveness. And I allowed unforgiveness into my life. That was a part that we forgot to share, and it was pretty crucial. What had happened was when we first came to Australia, and after our son was born, we lived with a particular family that called themselves Christians, but they didn't behave like Christians. So they treated me particularly very badly after my son was born, and I had all this hurt within myself, and I prayed and I said, Lord, I forgive them. And then a couple of years later, they came down to Melbourne and Jesse got into business with them, and he did it over a handshake. But when the business started producing money, the wife in particular, she said, Jesse, you did quite enough. We don't need you anymore. And all that hurt that I had within myself, it all started coming up again. But I told the Lord, I forgive this family, or this, especially the lady. But this hurt grew into unforgiveness and bitterness. And that was the loophole that I had given the devil to attack me. Because remember, he goes about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. And here he came to devour me. The Bible tells me that he come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And that's what he was doing to me. And I learned the hard way. And that's why wherever I go and share this testimony, the Lord always impressed upon me, tell them, they don't need to go through what you went through. They can learn by your mistakes. So, Jesse, wherever there was a healing meeting, Jesse would take me and go, thinking that if the pastor or the healing evangelist prayed for me, I'd get healed. But we went to one particular meeting, and they said there was this healing evangelist that came. So, he took me. But the healing evangelist didn't turn up, and God had a purpose for it, because the word tells me that all things work together for good to them that love him and are called according to his purpose. So we went to this healing meeting, and the lady that was in charge of the meeting, she took control and she brought a small word of exhortation. And after she shared, she said, is there anyone that needs prayer? And I was the first one up, and I explained my problem, that I had this brain tumor. And as she started praying for me, she stopped. And she said, how is your heart with God? And I said, oh, I believe my heart is right with God. I've done everything. I've asked for forgiveness. She said, all right, I'll pray with you, but you go home and you pray and you ask God to show you the area that you need to deal with. So she prayed, and Jesse and I went back home. And when I prayed, I would get a picture of this couple that had done us harm. When Jesse prayed, he would get the same picture. When we prayed together, we'd get this picture. And the Lord was showing us we need to deal with this. So we prayed and we said, Lord, but we forgave this couple. But to show you, Lord, that we really forgive them, we go and visit them. Now, my Bible tells me in Psalms 103 that as far as the east is from the west, the Lord forgives our sins and he remembers them no more. And when he remembers them no more, he does. He forgets about the sins that we have done. And he says, no matter if your sins be as scarlet, he'll make you whiter than snow. He remembers them no more. But yet I was, every time we'd hear this people's name being mentioned, this feeling inside me would come up again. And if we knew that they were going to be at a certain function, we wouldn't turn up there. If we knew they were going to be in church that day, we wouldn't want to go. So in reality, I had not really forgiven them. I forgave from the mouth and not from the heart. And the Lord took me to the book of Matthew. Matthew chapter 18. I'll just read you this one verse. Matthew 18, the last verse in that verse 35. And the Lord says, so likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if you from your hearts forgive not every one his brother their trespasses. And some of us are in that position today. We say we forgive, but we really forgive from the mouth and not from the heart. And if God forgives us and he remembers our sins no more, then we ought to do the same. So we said, Lord, to show you that we really forgive these people, we'll go and visit them. We hadn't seen them for a long time because we just didn't want to have anything to do with them. So we drove one Sunday afternoon in cold Melbourne, about an hour's drive. We went and we knocked on the door, and we were the last people they would have expected to see after what they had done to us. And we always feel this. We say, Lord, they did the wrong. They need to apologize. But the Bible says, if you bring your altar later, if you bring your offering, lay it at the altar and you go and make right. Not let them come and make right, but you go and make right. So that's what we did. We humbled ourselves and we went to them. Although we were in the right and they were in the wrong, but we went and we asked them we didn't really verbally ask them for forgiveness, but by our actions, we showed love to them. The lady was really, really shocked that we had come because she was the one that had done all the wrong. She hid herself in the bedroom. And we carried on as if nothing had happened. We forgave them, we forgot about the past. And after a while, she came out and God reconciled us to them. But the healing didn't come immediately. We prayed and I still had the brain tumor. I still continued having the pain and the suffering. But you know, on my deathbed, on the 25th of September 1991, when Jesse talks about it and he tells you there was this nasty smell in that bedroom, I believe that was the death angel that came there. But because I had broken the legal rights that he had over my life with unforgiveness, he had no power over me. He had come to destroy me and take me away from my family that night. But because the legal rights was broken, and as Jesse prayed for me in the authority of the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I'm here standing today to testify. So I just want to give God all the praise, glory, and honor that you don't have to make the same mistake that I made. I did not have to go through that 2 years of suffering if I knew what the word of God said. It was only after I got sick that I spent more time in studying God's word and I found out the truth in God's word. And like I said, obedience is better than sacrifice. I made up my mind that I was going to obey what God said. And he said, whosoever humbleth himself, he will exalt. So I want to give God all the praise, glory, and honor. Amen.